MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. At its meeting last week, the Village of Cloudcroft Council unanimously approved a resolution to begin the formal process of purchasing the U.S. Forest Service land beneath its wastewater treatment plant. The next steps include securing easements, completing an appraisal, and conducting a final survey. For years, unclear land ownership has hindered efforts to finance upgrades to the facility. During the meeting, council members also heard from an independent expert that the plant's Clarigester, a unit responsible for solid settling and sludge storage for both the older trickling filter system and the newer membrane bioreactor, is failing. In response, the village plans to send a letter to the state requesting that grant funding be redirected toward water sampling. The treatment plant processes between 40,000 and 230,000 gallons of wastewater per day, depending on the season. And the Rodoso School Board will hold a regular meeting at noon on April 30th at Rodoso Middle School, 124 Warrior Drive in Rodoso. The agenda includes reports from the superintendent and the middle school principal. Under action items, the board will consider removing and replacing the synthetic turf on the middle school football field, as well as approving a revised transportation fleet services plan. And as hunters learn draw results, some advocates argue New Mexicans are getting too few licenses compared to out-of-state applicants. More than 290,000 people applied this year, with 60,719 tags issued. Of those, 51,660 went to residents, meeting the legal requirement that 84% be allocated to New Mexicans, according to the State Department of Game and Fish. State rules also set aside 10% of tags for hunters using outfitters, regardless of residency, and 6% for non-residents. Those figures exclude over-the-counter tags sold by private landowners. Some resident hunters want a larger share reserved for locals. Meanwhile, a law passed last year raised draw fees, increasing revenue to about $17 million from roughly $15 million in prior years. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.